it was absolutely mayhem. Everybody was floundering around. There were people that was shouting out, asking for help, wounded on the deck in terrible conditions and that. The rear of the ship was well and truly underwater by the time I got up onto the deck. And I stripped all my clothes off so that I was absolutely naked, and realised at the time I'd left me life belt down in the TS. I just jumped into the sea, and that is when you look around you and you wonder what the heck you're going to do, because I knew I'd got to start swimming, but what way do you swim? Do you go to the right, to the left, or in front, or to the rear? You don't know which way to start to swim. And I'm really beginning to get into a panic. You haven't got a clue what you've got to do. You seem all on your own, as if there's nobody there. You can't hear anything, you can't see anything. And to flounder around, but I must admit, I'm a Christian. And the main thing that I can remember was thinking about the 23rd Psalm, where the Lord is my shepherd. And that helped me quite a lot, knowing that I've got a shepherd looking after me. And that is a thing that really helped me along the way. I should say after probably about an hour or so, I heard a big shout. And lo and behold, right alongside me was the destroyer Electra. And the sailors were shouting, "Come on, climb up, you can do it." And I think, looking back on the day, I think that was one of the hardest parts for me, was to try and climb out of that water up that net.
And did you see the Repulse go under?
I just saw the bow of the ship disappear under the water. I couldn't see anything else, but with her being a big ship and the bow sticking right up in the air, I did manage to see that. And she sank from the rear right the way down, and by the time the bow went down, she was nearly upright. The bow was nearly upright. So I had a lot of friends on the ship that never made it. But the thing that I am sorry for today more than anything else was all those brave ones that never came back. Friends that I'd had for quite a long time and never came back. And also friends that finished up in the Japanese prisoners of war, and listening to their tales, when they tell their tales, I've got nothing to say, because I'm here today and some of them aren't. So.